Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the fourth shiur, and we've been discussing the idea that the chiyuv of matzah. We saw according to Rava that the matzah b'zman hazeh is d'oraisa, and moreh is d'rabbanon. Baruch Abba Yaakov said echad zeh v'echad zeh d'rabbanon. And the Yisodah Inyan is that what's Mechayiv, the eating the matzah, is the connection to Pesach. Amatzah Morim Yochluhu. And the Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs tells you that according to Rabbi Acher Bar Yankov, we saw the Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs, Rabbi Acher Yankov holds on to Rabbanan. Because Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs tells you that only if you have a possibility of bringing the Karban Pesach, then you're Chayiv. Not. And according to Rava, Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs tells you that even if you can't eat the matzah with the Pesach, there's still a mitzvah of matzah morim yachlu. You just do it without the Pesach. You eat the matzah without the Pesach, even though the Pesach says with the Pesach, but you don't have the Pesach, you know the Pesach. It tells you that mitzvah still applies. But again, it's all connected to the Pesach. That's only by Pesach. Again, it's all connected to the carbon Pesach, but that's only by Pesach. By Sukkot, you can still learn, like we know at the end of last year, Tesvav, Tesvav, because it's not pshat that Bizman is a your putter. Even according to Rabbi Acher Bar Yankov, not pshat that Bizman Hazeh, your that Bizman Hazeh patters you from matzah. Bizman Hazeh, in theory, you're chayiv. You're just lacking the Pesach, so technically speaking, you can't have it. But in theory, you're chayiv, and therefore, you can learn Tesvav, Tesvav, that the chiyuv tidak zayis and the sukkah is also is d'oraisa, because there you don't need the Pesach. Anyway, this is continuing a line of thought that we've been developing, and with this, we can explain the Gemara of Kuf Chof. That's Tameh and Derech Rechoika, that a person who's can't bring the carbon Pesach because he's Tameh, who's in a faraway place. Lo yalfina me Arlu ben Nechar. You don't learn from Arlu ben Nechar. Arlu ben Nechar is also Chayiv in Matzah. Tameh and Derech Rechoika, they both need their own Pesukim. Because the Rashbam writes, the Ramas Chaksiv Bahai, Tashlum in the Pesach Sheni. Hilkach lo yochal matzah b'rishon ad she'aseh Pesach Sheni v'yakayim matzah morim yochlu. And a person's tamei b'derech hachoyka, his is a tashlum for Pesach Sheni. In other words, he eats Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon, as a tashlum for Pesach Rishon. And therefore, he shouldn't eat matzah on Pesach Rishon ad she'aseh Pesach Sheni. Until he does Pesach Sheni, and he's Mekayim, Al Matzis, Umerorim, Yochlu. So he should do Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon. Can't learn from Arlo Ben Necher. But Arlo Ben Necher, Dinush Yochel Matzah Rishon to Allah Chalbishena. With Arlo Ben Necher, of course they're eating Matzah in the first because they can't eat on the second. That's why I need a separate Pesach for the Tamei Derech Rechoika, that they also eat Matzah Pesach Rishon, because you can't learn from Arlo Ben Necher, because the Tamei Derech Rechoika, theirs man is Pesach Sheni, so let them eat Matzah Pesach Sheni. Whereas the Arlo Ben Necher, their din is to eat it Pesach Rishon. They can't, because it's an Arlo Ben Necher. They can't eat the Karban Pesach, but that's really their time. The time of the Tamei Derech Rechoika is Pesach Sheni, so let them eat Matzah. Then the time for the Pesach of the Arlo Ben Necher is Pesach Rishon. So let them eat matzah then. Even though, again, they can't eat the matzah, Pesach and Pesach Rishon, because they're all on Ben Necher. But that's their official time. So therefore, you can't learn Tamei Derech Rechoika from all Ben Necher. That's the Rashbam Ayin Sham. It's very difficult to understand, as the Tzlach and Rav Perla both ask, that we paskin that Gam behezid b'rishon yesh lo tashlumin b'sheni, that even if a person is mazid on Pesach Rishon, and he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he can have tashlumin on Pesach Sheni. Mashna Aro ben Nechor mitami v'der choyker betabayo ma'asi pesach sheni. They both bring pesach sheni. What do you mean? What is the Rashbam saying? That Arla ben Nechor, their din is pesach rishon. Ma pitom? Arla ben Nechor, their din is pesach sheni. Because they're not bringing pesach rishon. So we pass in that even if you're mazed on rishon, and you don't need it on purpose, you have a tashluman and pesach sheni. So the Arla ben Nechor have a tashluman and pesach sheni. So from Tumel that he writes this note that their time is Pesach Rishon, they don't need Sheni. Mapitom, they also have Teshlumen and the Sheni, just like the Arlan Ben Echor also have Teshlumen and the Sheni, just like the Tamei and Derech Chayka. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows: that the Ikur Din Matzah without Pesach is because the Din of Matzah is to be with the Pesach. Just if you can't have the Pesach, then you can't have the Pesach. But that's why we're eating matzah. We're eating matzah out of Pesach the matzah. The matzah that comes with the Pesach. The ikar din matzah below Pesach arehu kanal mishum to mikom makom dino be Pesach. Ubezeh salka da'atach shekol dino shedino vizmano hu le Pesach sheni ein etzlo ein zmano shel Pesach u'matzah hayoyim elu be Pesach sheni. The Havamina is that if your din and your time is Pesach Sheni, then your Zman is not the Pesach and Matzah today, but rather the Pesach Sheni, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Matzah, because the Chiyuv Matzah is only Alts Pesach, and your Pesach is Pesach Sheni. And that only applies, whose real Pesach is Pesach Sheni? Tomei and Derech Uchoyka. Like we see in the Mishnah, the beginning of the ninth parak of Psochim, Rambam, Karman Pesach 5:2. Shigamim behezed b'sheni. Shigamim hezed b'sheni. Patr mina karis. Shaloi ki ba'ones dechayiv karis behezed b'sheni. Lo ki b'mezed b'rishon dechayiv karis gam b'sheinus b'sheni. Ain shabarayv l'kesef mishav alechem mishnah. That, let's say you have a guy who's tamei b'derech rechoyka, and He could, in other words, in Pesach Rishon, he was Tamei B'Derech Rechoyka, and he could bring the Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, and he refuses to do so. The din is that he's Patur from Karis. Why? Because you get Karis for Pesach Rishon, and this guy was off the hook for Pesach Rishon. If the guy is Ones and Pesach Rishon, if the guy is Ones and Pesach Rishon, not Tamei B'Derech Rechoyka. If he's Ones and Pesach Rishon, and he's Mezid Hezid B'Sheni, or if he's Mezid and Pesach Rishon, and he's Ones B'Sheni, in both cases he gets Karis. Why? Because for him the real time was Pesach Rishon. He just couldn't do it, he was supposed to do Pesach Sheni, but since he's the real time with Pesach Rishon, he didn't do Pesach, and then he ended up doing Pesach Sheni for whatever reason. So he's Chayv Karis. But a Tomei and Derech Rechoyka, his whole Chiyuv is Sheni. It's not just a Ptur Onus. If he was a Ptur Onus, then he'd be Chayv Pesach Sheni. Otherwise, and if he's and then if he doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, Mezid, he's Chayv Karis. But we're talking about a guy who is Tomei Derech Rechoyka and Pesach Rishon, so his real time is Pesach Sheni. Mashen Ken Arla Ben Nechar, so they're Mezid, you know, there's their Arla Ben Nechar and Pesach Rishon on purpose. So when's their proper time is Pesach Rishon. So therefore, even if they're honest with Pesach Sheni, they're Chayiv Karis, but they didn't do the Pesach Rishon. I am Rambam, they're in Lacha Dalet, in the fifth parak. Kemet shezeh zmanu anam ani yochol lasot Pesach, avol mitzad ha-mitzvah shel Pesach umas shezman atzlo ayom, shapir akati chayiv v'chayiv akati b'matzah. So when you talk about the Arel and Ben Nechor, their time is Pesach Rishon. That's their real time. In Chinami, they have Tashlum for Pesach Sheni, but that's not their time. And therefore, since their time for the Pesach is Pesach Rishon, Mamela, their time for Matzah is also Pesach Rishon. Because the whole Bechiv of Matzah is predicated on the Pesach. To be Mekayim B'Yam Matzah Sim Merarim. Yechlu, eat the Pesach with the Matzah in the Mar. That's all when it comes to Arel and the Necher. And Mashen came when it comes to Tamim Derech Rechoka, their real time is Pesach Sheni. And Mimele Yivad Abahabim, meaning they're not eating Matzah Pesach Rishon, because their time for the Pesach is Pesach Sheni. And Mimele, that's when they're going to be eating Matzah as well. And that the Rashbam writes that Arul Ben Necher less Lehu Tashlumin v'lo Achli B'Sheni. What do you mean less Lehu Tashlumin v'lo Achli B'Sheni? They have Tashlumin. They have Tashlumin. How do they have Tashlumin? Because if they don't bring it on Rishon, they bring it on Sheni. What he means is, Shahayom Dino Alayomu v'lo Achli B'Sheni l'fi Dino Shal Achshav. V'din Sheni Ditu Eno Shedin Hayomu Al Sheni Ela Rak Tikunu. In other words, their din is to eat today. And when they eat on the Sheni, they're not eating on the Sheni because their din is today on the Sheni. Their din Sheni is not that their din of Hayom, to eat today, is on the Sheni. But rather it's a Tikun, just a makeup for what they missed on the Rishon. And therefore, if they were Mitakein, even though they're Nenas Echayv Karis, they were Mezid Berishon. Because what's their real time, the Arul and Ben Necher? Their real time is Pesach Rishon. So he says, Lo Achli B'Sheni means Lo Achli B'Sheni Midin Sheni. Lo Achli B'Sheni Midin Rishon. And therefore that's when they're going to be eating Matzah. Hashem Kein Tomen Derech Chochoyka, they're eating on Sheni Midin Sheni. Hayom Yeshlam Tashlumen Dahainu Shepetur Mayom V'Chayavan Lak B'Tashlumen. Their real time, the real time of the Arul and Ben Necher is not Pesach Rishon, it's Pesach Sheni. That makeup time is their real time. And that Nafgamina will be the Gabi Matzah. So it's a shtickle dachuk b'loshan Rashbam. But we could say like this, that that's the Pshat in the Rashbam. Otherwise, in b'zeh avana, what do you mean? The lo achli b'sheni. Achli b'sheni. Pshat is they're not achli b'sheni. The Arul and the Ben Necher are not achli b'sheni. Midin sheni. They're achli b'sheni. Midin rishon. Their real time was rishon. Because again, the whole chiyuv was predicated on the obligation to eat Pesach with the matzah. If it's a havamina that by that tamei derech chayka is not going to be chayv in eating matzah on Pesach Rishon, because that's not their time for the Pesach. In the Gemara 120b, the Omar Rovo. Ochel matzah b'zman hazeh l'acher chatzos. That Rava says that if you eat matzah in our day and age after chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lo yotze yedei chovosai. You know, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the yid who says that the Tana who says the Malach who says that you only can eat the Pesach biz chatzos till chatzos. So Rava says, this again is the end of Pesachim, Pesachim 120b. Gemara doesn't go much longer after that. The Gemara closes up in 121b, the very, very small page. People will want to get the daf done quickly, the daf yomi, so this could be a 20-second or just a little Mishnah, a few lines of Gemara. Shine. So Gemara there says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lo yotze yedei chovosai. Frek the Gemara pshite. Kem diskish lepesach ke pesach domi. Avadit. Since there's a hekesh from matzah to pesach, it's like the pesach. So via zoi kemoshe bepesach, uchlim rak ad chatzois. So too, a matzah uchlim rak ad chatzois. As ma rav mechadesh lanu. Una Gemara, mao detema haafkei. Kra mehekesha kamash malan dechi ahadrei kra lemilta kamaita ahadrei. I might think that the pasuk is taking it out of the hekesh. Kamash malan, when the pasuk takes it out. When the pasuk returns it to the original matter, it is returned. What does that mean? Pasuk takes it out from the Hekesh, and then when it's returned to the original matter. Ma zot omeret. Ma zot omeret. As a Rashbam Sham Kotev, the Ramayas Ramayah, the same Afke, Rachmana l'choivas matza b'leil laila rishayin, me Hekesha, the Akshay Rachmana kepesach me haikro. That the Torah takes Chovas Matzah on the first night out of the Hekesh, so we have a Hekesh between Matzah and Pesach. That it's like the Pesach, may high claw from that pasuk of Al Matzah and Merorim Yachlu. Eat the Matzah together with the Pesach. So they're equated together, they're eaten together. And, V'afke Rachmana behai claw, and then the Torah takes it out, Hashem takes it out from this pasuk of which pasuk? Sheishis Yomim Torchal Matzis. Uva Yoim Ashvi. 6 days you should eat matzahs, and on the seventh day, and the Gemara says that just like the seventh day is Rishus, so to the first day is Rishus, so 6 days are Rishus, the first 6 days are included in the 7 days. So what's it telling you? It's telling you just like the seventh day is a Rishus, so to the first 6 days are Rishus. V'layla Rishon Inami Mashma. And when it says the first 6 days are Rishus, that implies even the first night. Alma, afkei rachmana mehekesha, de almatzot umirorim lochovat laila rishon, veukme arishut. So we see from here that the Torah extracted, took out the from this hekesh of comparing matzah to Pesach, of almatzah morim ichlu. L'choivas laila rishon, to the obligation of the first night, and it said it's a rishus, because we said, just like the 7 days rishus, so to the first 6 days rishus. First 6 days, we're assuming, mean what? What do the first 6 days mean? It means the first 6 days including the first night. So that means that there's no longer an obligation to eat matzah on the first night, together with the Pesach, because the Pasuk says that it's only a rishus. So the Torah takes it out of this hekesh to Pesach. To eat Pesach matzah with the Pesach, no. Pasuk says that only that just like the seventh day is a rishus, so to the first 6 days are rishus. The first 6 days are rishus includes the first night. If it includes the first night, that means it's no longer a hekesh to equate matzahs to Pesach, and therefore it's a rishus. Only on the first night it's a rishus. It's you have permission to eat, but there's no obligation. Ain't po obligation. Kamash malon dechi adreika lechovat matzah b'layla rishon b'zman hazeh. Dechsiv berach toichu matzois. So kamash malon, no. When the pasuk brings it back and tells you there is an obligation to eat matzah on the first night b'zman hazeh, as it says, berach toichu matzis, then it's bringing it back into the hekesh. Dachi nafka leila el. The milsa kamaisa, that's what we learned earlier in the Gemara. The milsa kamaisa hadrei. Let's bring it back to the original inyan. La'achila ad chatzais kibuzman dika pesach. In other words, when it says be'erv tochlu matzis, it's telling you that you know what type of be'erv tochlu matzis you should be eating. You should be eating an al matzis umaroyim yochlu dika be'erv tochlu matzis, like we've been explaining. That the obligation that we have, to eat matzah on the first night of be'erv tochlu matzis is al matzah morim. In other words, it's mukash, it's equated to the Pesach. And just like the Pesach is eaten bizchatzais, so to the matzah can be eaten no bizchatzais, rak ad chatzot, afshar lechol et ha-matzah. Aber acharei chatzot, you don't eat the matzah anymore. Just like you don't eat the Pesach, because when the Pasuk brings it back to an obligation, tells you you have to eat matzah, after assuming because of a different drasha, you don't have to eat matzah. When it brings it back, it says you do have to eat matzah, it's saying what type of matzah you have to eat. Matzah that's equated to Pesach. The matzah va matzah morim yachlu and mimela. That is only until Chatzah. So that, sweet friends, is Divrei HaRashbam, Divrei Elokim Chaim. Ulich Ora, Dvarav Tmuhim Meod. Demaoma Shekatuv De'afkei Rachmana Le'inyan Rishut. What does the Rashbam mean? Very difficult to understand this Rashbam. What does he mean when he says that Torah takes it out to be a option, permission, Rishus? Sof law of a rishus. It's not a rishus. Elohu chiyuv mikra. They are matzahs and meroirin. We're obligated. What's the havamina of the Gemara? There's a havamina that it's a rishus on the first night. How could you have a havamina it's rishus on the first night? We know that you're obligated. So bepashtus, what the Gemara means is, like the Rabbeinu Chananel writes, that the havamina is that bisman hazeh the me'er of tochlu matzis mechayiv, that the chiv is not bisman hazeh alts. We know that you're chayiv bisman hazeh, but not alts ma'al matzim arim yochlu, but rather from me'er of tochlu matzis. To minei hufka hachiv shel bisman hazeh. And from that, there's a hafka of the chiv bisman hazeh. Lohukash lepesach sheyochal ad chatzos. So, the havamin is that bizman is this, since you learn from Erev Tochlu Matzis. That's why your chayavti matzah bizman is there. Not from Amatzah Marim Yochlu. Because Amatzah Marim Yochlu says, no chiyu bizman is there. There's no Pesach. So therefore, there's no hekesh anymore to Pesach until Chatzos. Because the only limud is Erev Tochlu Matzis and not Amatzah Marim Yochlu. So kamash malan, no, that the hekesh remains, and you're still only allowed to eat until chatzos. Aba mashe katav Rashba mitzad mashe yesh hafka mechiv lala rishon ad hekesh al shivas yamin. Or elam ma'ase kein ne'amar b'zechiv. Umay afke rachmana yesh kan. What does it mean there's no chiv on the first night? There was never having there's no chiv on the first night. So we understand. That the pshat is that we thought that there was a chiyuv on, like the Rabbeinu Chananel explains, that it's no longer mitzad al matzah marim yochlu. Now it's only mitzad be'erev tochlu matzah. We never had a havamina. There was no obligation to eat on the first night. Elamai, it's only from be'erev tochlu matzah. There's a rabbi speaking holds matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa. So this is it's never have a meaning not to eat matzah b'zman hazeh. The have a meaning of the Gemara was is that it's not equated to Pesach. Since it's not equated to Pesach, it's an individual independent obligation of matzah, not equated to Pesach, and therefore you can even eat it after chatzos. Say there, but what does the Rashbam mean when he says that there's a hafka of the chiv of the laila rishon because of the hekesh of shivas yamin? 6 days to 7 days, the 7 days are shush, 6 days are shush. Ma pitom. Lamaisa, there is a chiyuv. Lamaisa, there is a chiyuv on the first night. So how can the Rashbam say there's a havamina that there's no chiyuv on the first night? Because it says shivas yamim, sheshes yamim, that even the first night is a rishus. Ma pitom. That havamina in the Gemara is that the first day is just like the 7 days, it shows the first 6 days. That doesn't include the first night. Of course, the first night is an obligation. So what afke rachmana yeshkan? So what does it mean the Torah was excluded the eating matzah on the first night? V'day sheish chiyuv gebalai larisha. Even if it's only mitzal be'erev tochlu matzahs. There's no afke rachmana. There's no obligation. So the Rashash writes in the Rashbam that it's tchukim. It's not only dachuk, it's completely mechusar bir. It completely lacks havana. What does he mean, b'chlal? So sweet friends, I'd like you to chew on this kasha. And be'ezos Hashem, anachnu rotzim b'shiur haba la'asbir et ha'dvarim ba'omek, devrei ha'rashbam, להמשיך עוד, יש פה עוד דברים נפלאים לפנינו בעזרת השם. אם השם ייתן כוח ומוח ושמחת חיים, הדברים יאירו באור יקרות. אני רק מבקש שכבוד אהוביי וידידיי שאתם תישארו עימי. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך. שלום שלום. Please God, believe that we'll continue next time.